Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What is up, friendos, and welcome into the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. It's mock draft time, baby. That's right. It is mock draft 2.0, Bogman, Welch, X, Fantrax. We are mock drafting this time on Fantrax system, XU. And I'm not saying that is a bad word. I didn't say anything horrible, but I'm saying it is us plus Fantrax plus you. We've got ITL Army members joining us as we are going to be live drafting a 12-team head-to-head on Fantrax using their system. We're going to put these teams, this construction together, and we are using our ITL Army members. You guys want to be a part of it, go to intheleague.com today. Sign up on the Patreon. You can get access to my redraft, dynasty, prospect ranks. You can go and rewatch the Bogman birthday special show, which Bogman says he has rewatched 3 times on having fun. It's only available on our Patreon. You can be a part of our community, and that's how you can be a part of these mock drafts. So support your boys today at intheleague.com. We have not raised our price since we started. We probably have to at some point, but we never have. So just know we care about putting out stuff for you, and we appreciate all of your guys' support. Bogman, how does it feel to be so much older? You're so old now.
I know. I'm an old man, older than you. I got to tell you, one of my favorite birthday moments ever was doing the ranking. Obviously, the punishment wheel is entertainment at its finest.
Most people weren't there, but we did this. We do the Welsh wheel where there's a lot of punishment and stuff. But Bogman put it together, this game that really went fantastic. And it's like your favorite thing on the planet. Like, we've always calculated, like, how could we do this and do it right? I think it came together in a really great way, and you had the time of your life.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. It's basically, if you guys are into this type of thing, you don't have to be. It is a weird type of deal, but I like to make my buddy Welsh uncomfortable a little bit. So I found reels that I thought would make him uncomfortable. And for that stream, it's on our Patreon, like Welsh mentioned here. You were fairly uncomfortable, which made it good for me. I also was uncomfortable. I don't like a lot of those either, but just to see you going through it and everybody else guessing, because we did the, you know, you had to blind rank them, that whole trend going on. I think that made it fun. So I had a great birthday, really good birthday. But then I woke up to some bad news. Everyone's favorite broadcaster, Bob Uecker, passed away today at 90, just an all-time legend. And hit, I mean, so many people know Bob Uecker outside of baseball. He's just a great human being, one of the funniest people ever. A great listen, if you ever listen to him calling Brewers games. Just overall great dude. And sorry to see him go.
Yeah, you know, and what's interesting about it is, like, in the pantheon of announcers, like, in baseball's world, Vin Scully is clearly, like, he's the guy. But you could argue, because of exactly what you just said, Bob Uecker might have the bigger face of the voice, the bigger voice of baseball is a better way to put it. Obviously,
more people probably know him because people know him outside of baseball.
He was in WWE, obviously Major League. Like, he's been around for so long.
Mr. Belvedere.
Iconic Vince voice.
Was talking about that today. Yeah.
Bob Uecker.
Major League.
I loosely say like a face of baseball, but the better way to put it was a voice. Vin Scully, probably like the true voice of baseball, but Uecker. I think
pure baseball is Vin Scully. Pure entertainment is Bob Uecker.
Yeah. And I, you know, we talked about it actually on that mock draft too, of like, were there any stories? I've met a lot of like announcers being on backfields, and the Brewers are out here. Like, what is it? I forget all of their names, but like the White Sox crew, the Padres crew, obviously the Diamondbacks. I have interacted and been around them. Like Tony Gwynn Jr. last year, I met with the Padres. I never saw Bob Uecker. I always wish I would have saw him in the back of the Brewers fields and had some interaction. But I told this on that Fantasy Pros one. I won't go long, but there was this video this past year of Paul Skeens wanting to meet Uecker. And like, I was just like, I thought it was so cool how players revered, like getting to meet Bob Uecker is this big thing. And it definitely, it's sad. It's sad to lose him. And I know baseball will probably, you know, opening day celebrate that. I hope they do a little bit more than just be like, let's remember Bob Uecker. They do something a little bit bigger, but yeah, it's sad. And he was 90 years old. You know, it wasn't anything like where we're like, oh my God, it's
not just, shocking.
It was going to happen. Yeah, it was going to happen, but it really sucks to lose Bob Uecker. Did you have any stories? Did you ever interact or anything?
So I shook his hand one time.
Really?
But it was like a, you know, there's a line of people. Everyone wants to meet Bob Uecker. Hey, how you doing? Nice.
Was this the Carabelle story? Like, okay. Where you introduced yourself and he's like, okay. No.
I think I was in Old Town Scottsdale for something and he was there. Like for spring
That's
training,
cool.
Getting some drinks somewhere.
My only one to that was getting to meet Tommy Lasorda. Tommy Lasorda, that was like an interesting, cool one. That was just so unique. I would have. That's really cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
it was in Old Town Scottsdale for some drinks.
Right. I had a friend of a friend. Like I think my buddy's uncle's friend. Right, got to sit in with him in the booth for an inning, and just the things that he says when he hits the sneeze button. Inappropriate, but hysterical, right? Like but that's Bob Uecker in a nutshell.
You know, it's really interesting. I this just clicked with me. I worked with a guy, still know this guy, who he became a relative. I don't know how to use this word. He's pretty known for being one of the stat guys spring training and for major league games. So like he would go and he would like, you know, score keep and, he would do like the scorekeeper for the game, you know, like a ball strike and all that stuff. And he does it for football and he would do it for baseball. And he worked with Uecker multiple times. And now that I'm remembering it, because radio out here, I had a guy who did the technical setup for Uecker. And the big thing, always the unique thing that both of them echoed, now this is all flooding to me, was that Uecker was exactly how you would expect him. Like, foul mouth, like you'd have to quit.
We heard Norm MacDonald talking about him on Howard Stern a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, and the guy who did the audio thing, that he did the same thing. He was like, you had to click quick mute for Uecker, because as soon as Uecker would go to break, it would be like, you know, it would be like, you know, like this is just that dude. He was, but in a great way. He was never mean to anybody or anything like that. He actually said the same thing about like Nolan Ryan was the same way. But it's sad. Sad to lose Bob Uecker, but good to talk about it. People have fond stories, and Major League will always, you know, it's probably going to go up exponentially in streaming for people wanting to relive that. That was always the big thing. But that is the big thing that happened around baseball. Sad thing, as we are under 30 days from pitchers and catchers reporting. We're actually, as we're like going to air this, I think it is exactly 30 days from the big majority of full workouts, because a lot of them open up. The Cubs are the first on the 9th of February, and then some during the 12th while I'm in Vegas, of course. And then the 17th is the full workouts for all of them. So it is big baseball time, baby. Still some couple big signings, but we got you covered. And that's what we're going to do here today on this mock draft. We moved away from the Fantasy Pros mock draft system, which is great, super quick. And we are now incorporating all of our listeners, and we're just trying out another system as we always do. And we're going to FanTrack. So we got FanTrack's board out there and going through who we got drafting. I don't know everybody's name. It looks like we got some new people in here. Drafting number one is Durf. Who the hell is that?
Durf is Matt.
All right. Matt is Durf. Two morning poops.
That's George.
Okay. Thanks, George. Alan. Then Alan. By the way, Durf and two morning poops. And then Alan. That's your top three. We got Mike drafting 4, CK at 5. I am in the 6th spot. We got Barrow at 7. Bogman, somehow you are 8. So we got the Barrow sandwich. Brand Hoover, Zach, Tavernite, and Lieutenant Don, who we celebrated Lieutenant Don 2 weeks ago on our Show Much Fun Patreon only show when he sent us some awesome stuff. I got these lights here and a ridiculous jersey for a leading off joke. dude bought like an expensive jersey just to play out a joke, and I showed it to Pisa Pia, by the way, and he died laughing.
A hard drive before Texas makes everything that I enjoy illegal.
That's right. Shout out to Lieutenant Don is what we're saying. Is a 12 team head to head on Fan Tracks. We've got one catcher. We're doing all the infield. We've got middle. We've got corner. We've got 5 outfield, 1 util.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
We are forcing 3 relief pitching spots and then some SPs and pitching spots. I prefer to do it that way. I'm open at some point in the season doing the only pitcher, because then you can see people doing the punting, but then this forces some of the closers. So that's the roster construction. No bench we're going to be putting on this. And we figured out during the draft also, I forgot, we're not quite into league sync range, so we can't get the data from Fantasy Pros. That'll be for the next one. But this is a good early
It's early. It was hard to fill this one, dude. I had to go to Patreon, and then we had one spot open late. So it was tight getting filled, because not everybody's ready to draft quite yet. They're waiting on the podcast to get rolling in the middle of this season here, but we're ready to rock.
Baby, we're rolling. We're talking ADP changes. We got all the stuff. Make sure you lock into the podcast. If you're listening on the podcast, you can catch up on some great episodes. Another reminder, we also are posting stuff on YouTube now. We're really trying to get the YouTube following up. So just as a request, cost you nothing. If you could go and follow us, youtube.com/InThisLeague. We're posting clips, the mock drafts we're putting on YouTube. We're clipping out segments of things as well. So go and watch those, hit the like on it, and make sure you're just following us so we can get those up. It might allow us to do some more live streaming and just want to have more video content out there as well. So go youtube.com/InThisLeague to follow. I think it's time. Let's get into this. We're going to kick this bad boy off. We're going over to Fantrax. We are going to start this mock draft 2.0, and we will do it right after this.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Alrighty, mock draft 2.0 underway on the Fan Tracks. Let's do it. First pick up, Shohei Ohtani. Bobby Witt. I just drafted 5 at a mock draft. I wonder if the same guy will be there again, Mr. Bogman. There's Aaron Judge in this 12-teamer. All the boys, this is pretty chalk, 1, 2, 3. I'm excited
easy,
about that.
Easy so far. I think at 5 is where easy. It starts to get interesting.
Yeah, I took Ellie De La Cruz in a roto mock at 5. I think it's a phenomenal spot for him, but I also had the option of like Gunnar Henderson. So if I get one of those, I'm going to be pretty happy about it. That looks like we're going to have a auto drafter.
Mike was in there before. Oh, okay. I think he just stepped away because we had to,
Okay. So Jose Ramirez at 4. CK at 5. What you got, CK? What you got, big boy?
Littering and littering and
littering and littering and littering and
once I'm staring at both of them again. Soto. So all right, I'm gonna take Ellie. So I'm always gonna take Ellie at 5 or 6, all the stolen bases. Gunner's a fantastic pick and maybe like better power projection, but I know I'm getting 50 stolen bases out of Ellie. So I don't think the stolen bases are going to completely disappear. So I love it. Bogman, you are up. Kyle Tucker just went and you got to smash Gunnar Henderson, right?
I get Gunnar at 8. I will take it all day, every day, twice on Sundays, 3 times on Febtobers.
What are you looking to do coming back here as we are going to finish out the first round?
I'm kind of hoping a starter falls back to me. I would like to go position player starter.
By starter, you mean only Scooble or Skeens?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's, I would say no chance that happens.
I just got Gunnar Henderson at 8, bro. That's a good point. Let's not,
count one of these wheels out. Are going to take them. Tatis went 9, Betts went 10. Gotta be right in here where it's going to be at least one of those pitchers are going in these next 4 picks, or I'll be shocked. There goes Corbin Carroll at 11. Damn it.
Don might do it at the end. He just pocketed.
Look at what he did. He did the Scooble Skeen snap.
And it's gone.
Let's get some ITL up here. That hurts, right?
Yes, it does. It's okay, though. I mean, Julio's still on the board.
There goes Lindor. Lindor at 2-2.
Yordan's still on the board.
There we go.
I'm doing okay. I'm not hurting.
All right. What's the pick? You're 2 picks away.
I would like Julio to fall back to me.
Well, you're 1 pick away. There goes Alvarez here.
Bow.
Right in front of you. Suck it, Trebek.
No! In the face! In the face!
No! All right. Well, he's a little bit cheaper on Fantrax. I put together... Just last night, looking through some of these, I went through. I'm going to take Jackson Chirio here. So Gunnar and Chirio, I like that 1-2 start. But I did look at some of the guys who are, I did NFBC ADP from December on versus what Fantrax ADP is, because Fantrax takes a little bit to get back, up to date, because it's like just the all encompassing ADP as Vlad goes right there. So Tatis a little bit cheaper. Trio was one that was a little bit cheaper. Jackson Merrill, O'Neill Cruz, Michael Harris. Those are like your top 5 to 6 round guys that are a little bit cheaper on Fantrax than they would be on NFBC ADP.
I wanted Vlad pretty bad after you took Chirio, but I wanted Vlad or Bryce Harper. So I had a really good value there. So I'm now pairing Bryce Harper with Ellie De La Cruz, which I'm very excited about. I passed up Zach Wheeler. Some interesting names. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking on their draft board as well. I'm seeing some guys that look like, Merrill looks like he's a little bit further down there. There's a couple of those for sure.
There's some expensive guys, too, I can hit when we get there, because like Kyle Schwarber is top on the board right now. Way too expensive.
Yeah. Well, Acuña is actually the top, but then it's Kyle Schwarber. So Acuña is the number one. Then it's, and at least how I'm looking at it. If you go to all, I don't think you're
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Looking at all. Yeah, Ronald Acuña right there.
Oh, there you go. Okay, you're right. I just wasn't scrolled all the way up. That's all.
So Ronald Acuña won Schwarber. And then Schwarber. Yeah, 100%. Last couple picks, we had Jaron Duran, Wheeler, Trey Turner, Ketel Marte paired with Bobby Witt, sick. And then Durf at the top pick just got Ronald Acuña to pair with Otani. If that works out.
Yeah, well, if ifs and buts was candies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. Tell him that.
That might be the winner of winner. And I love what he did. Take a safe, good bat in Rafael Devers.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
I actually really like that pairing. The Acuña-Otani thing is crazy, crazy fascinating. And I think you can do it in 12-team. And it's probably going to be out there. I mean, unless there's more like positive reports. But I love that.
Yeah, that's an insane pairing.
There goes Schwarbs.
If it all works out.
Yeah, see, the high website, I think, pushed Schwarbs up a little bit. Then he probably should go.
I think so, too. His Fantrax or Fantrax ADP is 25.67 on NFBC from December on is, you know, pretty low. You always have the bottom out, but I mean, he performed well last year. So I'm not surprised he's getting taken that high. It's just not something that I would do.
Yeah. Freddie Freeman just went to Allen. That's a pretty good pick. Mike is up here. He had Jose Ramirez at 4, Wheeler. He goes Corey Seager. CK is up here. Just want CK to not do one thing is what the pick. I have got pivots, but I want Garrett Crochet here. Garrett Crochet is my top SP. He's like my SP4. I passed on Wheeler, so I want CK to F off. Get out of here. Get out of here, pal.
Come
take
on,
your
CK.
Pick Jazz. So he's got, I guess Jazz is probably going to be his third baseman, but I'm a smash take on Garrett Crochet. I think some people might question, like, what are we doing to Jackson Merrill? I don't love Jackson Merrill inside the top 30, but I love the idea of getting one of the biggest stolen base guys, great all around Bryce Harper, and then one of the best pitchers in the strikeout market. So I could not love this anymore right now.
I want Austin Riley pretty bad. Barrow is here sandwiched between you and I.
Sandwiched.
He's sandwiched right between you and I. I don't like he took
Jackson Merrill.
Excellent pick. I'm going to take Austin Riley here. Love it. Riley, right. Henderson, Chirio. Like that.
It's pretty great. You have a lot of, I think you actually have some safety in there. I think Gunner's going to run higher batting averages. Riley is cheery. Like, that's a really good core that you have. Now, the question is are you going to start thinking about pitching coming back at all in the 12-team head-to-head or no?
Yeah, there's a decent amount I like here. So that's why, and I know obviously Don isn't going to take one. Between Brandt, Hoover, Zach, and Tavernite, they're all probably or maybe Willie. Taking one. So we'll see.
Or maybe he does.
Yeah, Brandt Hoover just took Corbin Burns.
Yeah, I cued him to see if maybe he was going to pop back a little bit later. That didn't happen. There goes Manny Machado with the 10th pick in the third round. Logan Gilbert right in front of Don. See, if you were going to take a hitter, I wouldn't have done that because it's like he just went back-to-back pitcher.
Right.
Take your hitter there. But if he takes another pitcher, then I think that tells him why he did that. O'Neill Cruz is Don's first pick with Ozzy Albies.
Oh, I like that.
Let's see if Tavernite, what he does. Because again, if he takes a hitter here, I'd be like, why didn't you just do that before instead of Gilbert? If he takes a pitcher, Yeah, Olsen. I guess it didn't matter, but like it didn't, maybe Albies was on his board. I don't know. Sure. Olsen at 4-2 is pretty good. There's Cole Reagan. So you're one pick away here. What are you looking at?
Yeah, I'm looking at probably Chris Sale. I mean, Chris Sale, a little bit boring, but he's very good with Atlanta. Solid.
I got him at the top of my queue as far as SPs go. So
Pete Alonso, interesting pick there. Yeah, I'm going to go with Sale.
Pete Alonso paired with Tatis and Rodriguez. A lot of power, man. How do we get paired? Like, we got Barrow. It's a Barrow sandwich.
It's a Barrow sandwich. That's right.
I don't like that.
I was thinking about naming my team Reborns, but I figured you might not like it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an inside joke. There's Dylan Cease. You know, there's a bunch of decent hitters here. All right. This is what I'm going to do, because I think there's some values in here. I love Blake Snell this year with the Dodgers. So Blake Snell in the fourth round, going a little bit higher pitching, but Crochet and Snell are snap picks for me. I will say there's a couple other pitchers that I did like on the board that maybe I could have taken a hitter and seen if they came back, but that would cue four pitchers in the last six picks. And look at this. Sure enough, CK wants his first pitcher and takes Kirby. So we might have a little pitching run that happens, which works great because I have a couple hitters I want coming back. So I'm hoping this presses people. By the way, of the next four guys, there's only one person with one pitcher. Three of the four teams have zero pitchers in here. So expect a little bit of a pitching run. Damn it, though. Langford is 100% who I wanted coming back. You piece of garbage.
Oh, and there goes Cole.
Suck it.
That's my credo. No regrets. Mm-hmm.
Damn it. Now you told me to do that. Damn it.
Look at that. Look at that. We got our first outburst of the season.
Let's highlight that. We're all excited.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
What the hell is your problem? Be in a good mood. It's a draft day.
I wanted Langford.
Fun.
He needs some milk.
I wanted that. Hey, Oscar, what are all these pitching? These guys are all ditching pitching here. Teoscar Hernandez went William Contreras. So Duff wanted the top catcher, I guess. I don't like that. And then Michael King off the board. Michael King's a good pick. Michael King going, was at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 at SP.
I had just queued him up, too.
Yeah, it's a pretty good pick.
Hell yeah.
This is Jacob DeGrom territory. I know you're not going to even consider it, but like if you talk about upside and stuff, this is DeGrom territory without a question. There goes Altuve. I might do it too. I might. Depends what happens with the hitting. There's like one hitter I really want.
You're not going to do it.
Here's Pablo. I mean, don't try me.
I'm trying you.
Oh, there he goes. I don't have to worry about it. There goes DeGrom to Mike.
By the way, I had one guy in my queue and it was DeGrom. So I was trying to talk you out.
Yeah, no, I was going to do it. All right. Well, that made my decisions easier here because I was going to go to Grom. And then I thought about Class A. You could punt saves if you want. But that just made my decision easier. You mentioned him earlier. Michael Harris is kind of a value here. Fell to the fifth round. I did not have an outfielder yet. So now I go Michael Harris, Harper, Ellie on offense with Crochet and Snell. Though it would have been DeGrom if he's just not going to fall to the fifth round in a lot of drafts.
Yeah. I think you're right about that. I mean, he's getting a lot of buzz. Our boy, Joe Arrico, I think has him number one overall among starting pitchers, right? Because of just the injury risk. I think he just says, screw it. I'll just take the best guy.
I think he talked about, I'm not sure if that is the case. I think he had talked about like the logic behind it, but I don't know if that is the case. There goes Simeon. And then James Wood is a good pick by you.
Yeah, James Wood, I think I'm relatively safe. Maybe Chirio is a bit of a risk for, you know, whatever, a sophomore slump. But Wood with Riley, Chirio, and Gunner to start, I think is pretty nice with Chris Sale as my one pitcher. And as you mentioned, every closer, way, way cheap on FanTrax, all of them. I mean, just starting at Class A is 33 right now. What pick are we on, Welsh? And he's still on the board, right?
60.
Yeah. He's 66 in ADP. Devin Williams, 48 on NFBC since December, 114 on Fantrax. Now, I do believe just in general, relief pitchers are more expensive in NFBC, but this is some good deals.
There's some good values for sure. Ozuna went after yours, Brent Rooker, Yamamoto, and then Don went with a double tap of Walker and Santander. So that you can see it's he did the pocket aces. It's pairing some big homer. Like, I don't know where you might have some batting average issues here, but you got Cruz, who's got 30 home run potential, Walker in Houston, Santander. So he's going heavy, heavy power. And then Tavernite just took his third SP. He's got Gilbert, Yamamoto, and Imanaga. So we're starting to see the teams start to branch out to the type of builds that are going on. What are you thinking about doing here? You're up in one pick after Valdez just went.
Well, that makes it easier for me because I was siding between Fromber and Devin Williams. So if Brant Hoover skips Devin Williams, that's going to be my pick here.
That is a good pick. The top closers are here. I'm thinking about doing the same thing. I'm thinking about, there goes Logan Webb, of getting one of those main guys, because then you're just kind of locked in. So Devin Williams is a good pick. Barrow's here. Hader, Edwin Diaz, I think I can jump on those. If I want, I could go Mason Miller for like the insane strikeout numbers that he's going to put up. It's just, you know, it's the A's.
A little better this year, I think.
Yeah. But, you know, ballpark stuff, like, there goes Nola. All right. I'm going to, I'm going to go Hader here. So I'm going to get my closer as well. So Hader, two closers in here. This might make a little bit of a run start to happen because Clase went in the last run. Yeah, look at that. CK now double tapped. He went Mason Miller. So he's got Clase and Miller. And then I have Hader. You have Devin Williams. And I think we're the only guys with closers so far in the sixth round.
Yeah, there's, I think just for me, I have two outfielders. I've got two infielders. First base is a hole for me. I think second base can get away from you, but I think it kind of already has, if we're being honest, because it's really super top heavy. And we saw Cattell go in the second round. I think that was right. Another catcher going. Not sure how much I like that, but Adley is a very good catcher. So
yeah, I'm not into it at all.
Mike but buying like, the bounce back.
People are just gonna do it. Like that's just how it goes. Like people are just like, oh, I want to have the elite catcher. I will never do it, but others like to. There goes Bybee. So Allen's now went three straight pitchers. We got some three pitching setups here. Whoever's number two took their first starting pitcher in the sixth round of Bryce Miller. So we're gonna have some of those teams too that have like,
that's George is number George, two.
Okay. Semi punting, not quite punting, but that was his first SP in the sixth round. So now we're moving in. You're gonna have to probably, or I guess it's maybe following, but the draft board looks like it's following, isn't it? Or are you dragging it down?
I'll drag it down a little bit more here.
Hunter Green going with Michael King. So there's some big strikeouts there. And then this is the 7-1 turn. What will you do? What will I do here?
You're up first. Yeah. Don't ask me. Give away my secret sauce. You're up first.
I gotta give a little peeky peek here because Willie Adames, or as Joe says, Willie Adames. He did it today.
Did he do it again?
Like, there it is. There's Adames.
He's not your cousin, Joe.
Made me laugh. Man, the hitting market's, it's altering right now. All right, what are we? We're on 75? Okay. So I think people might not like this one. There goes Edwin Diaz by Allen. That's a good pick. I think I'm going to be looking at Luis Robert. I kind of think there's going to be a bounce back with Luis Robert. The batting average really stunk, but there's just big, loud tools. So I'm one pick away. There went Brian Reynolds, so we'll have to see if that happens. There's some safer outfielders as well. There's like the young Doyle and Butlers. Riley Green's out there. If you want to do the Mike Trout injury stuff, like there's some options, but I think the loudest might be Robert. And I guess Ellie is like, there's some risk, but there went Doyle. So Doyle just went ahead. So I'm going to snap up Luis Robert here just because we're also like, we're just about 80. And I think this is about the right range. And I think he could bounce back. And outfield got away with me in the last draft. And I want that to stop happening. And this is five outfielder too. So Michael Harrison, Luis Robert right now.
I'm go away debating here.
Go away baiting.
I think, another pitcher goes. I think I'm just gonna go ahead and pull the trigger on our boy Lawrence Butler.
That's a pretty, this is about, I think this is about where I took him in the 15 team roto one. So that's a pretty good pick.
Yeah, pick number 80, I think, is fine. I need a pitcher more, but I feel like there's kind of a grip of pitchers I like here. You know,
a grip. Look at you, West Coast talk.
Schwellenbach, Gallen, Hunter Brown, Grayson, Bailey Ober, still pretty high on the list. So I'll just take the starter that falls and go with Butler as my third outfielder.
I dig it. Raisel Iglesias just went after. I think I know exactly where I'm going to go here, but we're going to have to see if it pans out. We got two picks left in the round. Zach Gallen just went, was at 82. So it's a little bit higher than the market. The NFBC market's around like 110.
Starters are higher in Fantrax overall, but Gallen himself is pretty high.
Yeah, he did look higher. Like he was like the fourth or fifth pitcher on the board. So I'm not like super surprised about that. There goes Seiya Suzuki. Don is now on the wheel. He went Helsley. I'd imagine he'd probably take one more closer, Don. He's doing a lot of, what is it, like, you know, pocket drafting. Like, take, no, he didn't. Oh, what a bastard. Took Schwellenbach.
Here, I got a murder ball you.
Schwellenbach's a good pick.
What a dirt bag.
I'm hoping for Bailey Ober at this point.
That's a good pick.
CJ Abrams still on the board, too. Like,
yeah, he's fallen.
He's buried here. So
he's actually a pretty good pick if you want to chase some stolen bases. I'm not taking him here.
I just took Butler, so I think I'm doing okay.
Yeah, there goes Robert Suarez. Yeah, you're stolen bases right now. You've got Churio, Gunner, Wood, and Butler. You're doing pretty solid.
Yeah,
I have my stolen base chase is Ellie, Michael Harris, Luis Robert, Bryce Harper. Like, there goes Mike Trout. Mike Trout at 87.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
At your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, me, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Mike Trout inside the top 100, you four are against.
I think outside the top 75 is fine, you know? Fine. Like, we're always dreaming he's going to stay healthy. Is he going to DH more this year? Like, that...
You would hope.
Yeah, that's going to help, but I think some people would hate it. I'm fine with it. I'd be interested in
not Ober.
Ober is the top pitcher on the board. He took Grayson.
I will take Ober.
All right. I'm one pick away. I want Jordan Westberg. Pretty, pretty bad.
It's a good
pick. Pretty, pretty bad because second, third base qualification. Big, big breakout potential this year. Good hard hit barrel numbers. You know, you're probably going to project out to 25 plus on the homers. He's stealing bases. They're making the left field an even better environment, hitting environment. So Jordan Westberg, absolutely smash pick there. It went Peralta after. So through 7 picks in this round, 3 of them have been, well, actually 4 of them have been pitchers. 3 of them have been starting pitchers, and now CK's up. 8th round as we move through. I'm probably looking at starting pitching maybe coming back. It depends who's available, though. I have one particularly that I want.
I know exactly who I want.
You do?
But yeah, I do, but I'm going to be. Yeah.
There goes Abrams.
There goes Abrams. That's a great pick by CK. Great value pick. Yeah, I'm just going to keep it to myself till we get
Felix
there.
Batista. I want to guess now. Who do you want? That's the best game. You want Cal Raleigh, dude, don't you?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Batista was pretty high on my list, too. He was like my number two option here. I mean, they may be cheap for us, but the closers are going. They may be cheap on the Fantrax system. I mean, but the closers are going for us. So
yeah, they're going. Felix Batista went. Randy Arozarena, 10th pick in the 8th round. So we got 2 more in the 8th, and then we're curling back around. There goes Max Fried.
Who is Mike Ooh. Fried? By the way, a long joke. I think maybe year one of us doing ITL was you said you were combining Ben Sheets and James Shields, and you said Ben Shields. I said, who the F is Ben Shields? That's a real guy now. There's a Ben Shields.
Oh, is there a Ben Shields?
There is. There is a Ben Shields.
There's a prospect named David Shields. So we're getting more Shields in here. That's the key.
We need new sword now. This is a medieval league.
Riley Green, last pick in the 8th round. So we're going into the 9th. I have, I think, two guys I'm really looking at right now.
Well, you can say because you're ahead of me.
Yeah, I can, but one of them, I think there's a...
Well, how about the number one?
There's actually not a possibility he's going to come back. There goes Christian Yelich. I'm looking at Mark Vientos right now.
Vientos.
But we'll see. There goes Spencer Steer. But the other guy's not going to last either. So that's... We're in a big quandary right now of what we do. Because I will also say, like, there's actually a couple really good young third basemen. Dang, there goes Hunter Brown. I might pivot. Whoa. So you can. I don't think you want Vientos. You didn't react, but
Vientos would be a good pick for me. I need power. Bellinger, CK, and then Welsh. CK is always. Who do you really want? So we can know when CK takes him.
I don't know. That was the guy. That was the guy. 100% the guy.
Don't want to sound like a. Or nothing, but it says on your chart that you f***ed up.
Man.
Pivot.
Yeah, that was 100%. I was about to be like, all three of those third basemen are up there. I'm going to wait, so I'm going to take Vientos. I'm going to go for big power. You don't like Vientos. I do. I love the big power potential. I want to keep stacking that, but man, that one hurt. Who's it you wanted?
Well, I wanted Naylor, and I thought he was still there, but he's gone, huh?
He went 7th round, second pick in the 7th really? Round a while ago.
He did. Jesus. Then it's going to be Ryan Walker for me. I think Ryan Walker put together a really good end of the season. I think he's going to stay the closer. I really like him. So Williams and Ryan Walker.
All right. Volpe was the pick in between there. We have 4 picks in the 9th round. I'm currently rocking Harper, Westberg, Vientos, Ellie, Michael Harris, Luis Robert with pitchers, Crochet and Snell. And I got Hader at closer. I mean, it's a great start. We're going to see how I finish with it, but I love it. There goes McLean. There goes Andres Munoz. How are you liking your team so far?
I would like some more power, but I've got Riley. I've got Gunner, Chirio, Wood, and Butler. My pitchers are sailing over, and I've got Devin Williams and Walker. So I think I have pretty decent balance here.
Ooh, Tristan Casas, a good pick. Alex Bregman, the last pick in the round by Don. And then he followed that up with Nick Castellanos.
Lots of power going. Don't like that.
Yep. Yes, sir. All right. So who are you taking coming back here?
I want Jake Berger. That's my next pick.
Berger would be, just outside the top 100. It's pretty good value.
Yeah.
There goes Royce. That was one of those young third basemen.
Don't really have a pivot either. Maybe Senga.
There goes Johan Duran. Well, you're one pick away. You're looking good.
Don't do this to me. Well,
it's not. This isn't the Berger range. He's like the third baseman on fan tracks. He's this. Yeah, you're fine.
We got him. Okay. I just need the power, I feel like. So
we got him.
We got him.
Red team, we got him.
We got him.
We got him.
All right. I am one pick away. I got a handful of guys that I'm looking at here.
Crazy.
I need to get in on the pitching. It's not love. I got some guys, though. Oh, that one's kind of fallen. All right, Barrel. I think I know what I'm going to do, though. I'm going with another bounce back potential
Barrow is looking. There's the alien.
I wanted the Martian, not the alien.
You're right.
I mean, technically.
Excuse me. By the way, you sounded so offended that I said his name. But well, the Martian, not the alien. Jesus.
I feel like if my nickname was the Martian, I'd be massively offended by you calling me the alien.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I had no idea. Alien rights now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm just an advocate. He's a.
I know. Careful. Bobichette. Bobichette was my pick here. Bounce back opportunity, high batting average. Yeah, I'm hopeful for it, but the batting average is really going to carry me as long as that does end up happening. But with a couple guys that maybe it's in question, he goes into my middle infield, but I'm pretty happy with it. Bo Bichette, Bryce Terang, the next pick, followed by Nico Horner. Everybody chasing some stolen bases. But I wanted Dominguez. I wanted the alien in the next couple rounds.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo.
All night.
Oh, whatever. You're going to make fun of me because I got the alien and Martian wrong?
The alien. This guy.
it makes me so happy. The alien.
All right, I'm stacking up here. Junior Caminero, that was the last of those young third basemen that are floating around there. That was 10-10, so we got two more picks in the 10th round here. We're just about halfway there. Joe Ryan. I looked at the last round. By the way, that last round, number one pick, Durf, did Riley Green-Yelich combo to pair with Acuna, which is really good. He probably should go more outfield if we're being honest. Yeah. I didn't sink. Should we? I don't even know if it's worth it this moment sinking with Fantasy Pros.
Yeah, let's at least look.
Did you do it already? Or
no, I haven't done it.
I'll see if I can like try to do it while we're talking.
Durf goes Ian Happ. So stacking that outfield and then Matt Chapman.
I think they actually like legit might have just opened up league sync.
Oh, okay, nice.
We were talking about it in the chats, and I think it literally might. I could be wrong. Like, I think they were talking about it. You know what? No, it's not. It's literally going to be put up like any day now, but league sync is not available yet.
Not available quite yet. Okay.
No.
Steven Kwan.
Yep. Kwan's a good one if you're chasing batting average. So I am two picks away. What am I looking to do? There goes McClanahan. All right. That kind of opens that up a little bit. I want to be in on Strider. There goes Salvi. But like he could be out till June, which is like just a serious concern here. So
I'm going to somebody else take that issue.
Yeah. I'm not going to bother with it. I'm going to pop up with my boy with Justin. I'm gonna go with Justin Steele as SP3. He's already out here training in camps and stuff like that, but you know, wins, strikeouts, Cubs might even potentially be making another big offensive move coming here soon, but I'm pretty happy about that as my SP3 for Justin Steele. Alec Bohm. And now you are up.
This worked out for me. I know you're not the biggest fan, but I'm going to go with Roki. I'm going to take that upside.
Yeah, I don't want to be like the biggest fan. I thought about him. I actually mentioned it I said just a tiny bit ago. I was like, oh, he's still out there. This is pretty good range, but he is going to bump up. He is not going in the 11th round. When he signs with either team, people are going to now have a team to associate with him. Everyone's going to lose their stupid mind. Everyone's going to be like, oh my God, he's a Dodger, you know, or whatever, a Padre. And then he's going to start bumping up. And that's where I think there's some question, but to be honest with you, like the risk when he's going around like 11th round and McClanahan and stuff like that, like you're fine.
Yeah.
It's good. It's great upside. Last couple picks, Arenado and Pasquantino. Yeah. Sorry. Go on, Roki, and then Dylan Cruz.
No, I just think there's a lot. I mean, especially if he goes to the Dodgers, where they're most likely to, you know, Alexis Diaz is the guy I wanted next year. But where they're likely to institute a six-man rotation, I think, you know, that'll take a little bit of the transition away. And as you mentioned, dealt with a couple of issues in terms of injury last season. But I just think there's so much upside. He's such a good pitcher that this is kind of where he needs to go.
Diaz and Jeremy Pena were the wheel picks in the 11th, 12th round. So we're right around pick 130. Pena kind of high there. There goes Brian Wu. You are two picks away.
I'm deciding between a couple starters here. I think I'm going to go with...
There's some good starters Sonny out there, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, there's three good ones I really like here. Sonny is the very tippy top of my list.
Sonny. Well, Flaherty just went. So you got to dodge one Sonny bullet.
Sonny, thank you for the truth you let me see.
Will Bogman, dodge, duck,
dive. Duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
It's sterile and I like the taste.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. If you master the 5 D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit you.
Brenover is looking up Kodai Senga. Well, that was my list. So
Gray and Senga were the two I was debating between. So we'll go with Gray.
Okie doke. I'm looking at the pitching market as well. There goes Lucas Erceg. Ooh, he was on the list. All right. We're going to do this. We're going to eat up some innings. We're going to go Sandy Alcantara.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.